So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, Creation of the Universal Form, text number
12.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Tasya
Agni
Asyam
Nirbhinam
Lokapala
Avishat
Padam
Vacha
Sva Angshena
Vaktavyam
Yaya
Asau
Pratipadyate
Tasyagnirashang
Nirbhinang Lokapalo Vishatpadam Vacha Svangshena Vaktavyam Yayasau Pratipadyate Tasyagnirasham Nirbhinang Lokapalo Vishatpadam Vacha Svangshena Vaktavyam Yayasau Pratipadyate Tasya,
Tasya,
his,
Vinya,
Vinya,
Agni,
Agni,
fire,
Oguns,
Asyam,
Asyam,
mouth,
Monte,
Nirbhinam,
Nirbhinam,
thus separated,
Tahadaliyas,
Lokapala,
Lokapala,
the directors of material affairs. Avishat entered.
Yagai.
Padam.
Respective positions.
Attiecīgās vietās.
Vācha.
By words.
Ar vārdiem.
Sva-angshena,
by one's own part,
Vaktavyam,
speeches,
runas,
yaya, by which,
ar kurām,
asau, they,
vini,
Pratipadyate, express.
Express.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Agni, or heat, separated from his mouth, and all the directions of material affairs entered into it in their respective positions. By that energy, the living entity expresses himself in words. Purport. The mouth of the gigantic universal form of the Lord is the source of the speaking power. The director of the fire element is the controlling deity, or the Adhidaiva. The speeches delivered are adhyatma, or bodily functions, and the subject matter of the speeches is material production. Material productions are the Adhibhuta principle.
Bhandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Pradijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, even for the speaking power, we are dependent. On our own strength, we can't say anything. But if we are empowered by Krishna, then we can speak something. Of course, what do most people do with this empowerment? Because everyone has that empowerment. What do they do with it? They speak all nonsense. Prabhupada compares it to the croaking of the toads. That the toad, he is croaking in the dark night. And the snake is looking to have the toad for his dinner. So, how does he find that toad? He simply tunes into the sound vibration. Kakakra, kakakra. And by the sound, he's able to go and grab that toad and eat that toad. So, in this sense, Prabhupada says that we speak nonsense. Like the croaking toad, then we are inviting the snake of death to come and devour us immediately. So we should think twice before speaking some nonsense garbage. Because to do so means we are inviting death immediately. My dear Yamaraj, please come and take me. I am ready now for you. But if you will speak the glories of Krishna, Hari Lalamritam Vachaha, if you will speak the wonderful transcendental pastimes of Krishna's glories, his name, his fame, his forms, his pastimes, etc. Then death cannot touch you. You will become immortal. So it's up to us. Do we want to remain mortals? Or do we want to become immortal? Do we want to remain under the clutches of death? Or do we want to become free from the clutches of death? You have your free choice. You can be a dead man, even within your present body. You see, someone who is not Krishna conscious, even he is living, he is dead. We have a choice, we want to be living or we want to be dead. So, those who are intelligent, those who are philosophically inclined, they endeavor for that purposeful end, which is not obtainable by wandering from the highest planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala Loka. They instead want to revive their eternal divine consciousness. They want to cultivate transcendental knowledge. They want to cultivate pure love of God. So that in due course of time, they can relish the sweetest nectar. Of course, in the beginning, it's not always easy. One of my students recently wrote me from New Zealand. She had come to Krishna consciousness very enthusiastic. Very fired up. We say in English, bouncy. Very, you know, full of bouncy, very vibrant and full of energy. The last time I saw her, she was just fired up and full of energy. And then she took initiation from one of my godbrothers. And then she wrote me that now I've lost all of my enthusiasm. I'm just completely miserable. I chant, but there's no taste. She went, I don't know, what's going wrong? What's happening? Help me. So I explained to her in this way. I said, your initial ecstasy of Krishna consciousness was rajasic. You came to our movement with a burst of passion. But we know from Bhagavad Gita what is the nature of the mode of passion. It's nectar in the beginning, and it's poison at the end. What's the mode beyond, the next mode higher than passion? Goodness. What's the beginning phase of the mode of goodness? Poison. But it becomes nectar in the end. So she's going through a very tough period, you see. She's burned out on passion and it's become like poison for her. She's burned out on her passion. And now the only way to go is to goodness. But goodness is poison in the beginning. So she's coming out of the poison of passion. And she's going into the poison of goodness. So that's where she's at. She's hanging, she's in that transition between passion and goodness, and it's a very poisonous period to be in, you see. That's why she lost all of her enthusiasm. So I advised her, the only thing to do then is you just have to be very, very strict at chanting your rounds and following the principle.
mans padoms viņai bija, ka viņai jābūt ir ļoti noteiktai savā apskaitīšanā un principu sekošanā principiem.
Because that will bring you then to the nectar.
Tāpēc, ka tas novadīs tevi līdz nektāram.
So we have to have faith.
Mums ir jābūt ticībai.
Because we start off with the burst of passion.
Un ka mēs tad sākam ar tādu izpausmēm, kaislības izpausmēm.
And then that passion becomes poison after a while.
Un tad tās kaislības pēc laika kļūst par indi.
We have to be really serious about chanting and hearing.
Un tāpēc mums ir jābūt ļoti nopietnai attieksmē pret svētā vārda skaitīšanu, atkārtošanu un klausīšanu.
Because it's that dedication to chanting and hearing.
Tāpēc, ka dēļ šīs apņemšanās skaitīt atkārtot svēto vārdu.
That will suddenly fix us in the mode of goodness.
Tā mūs stabili nostiprinās.
Where it becomes really, really sweet.
Kur tas viss kļūst ļoti, ļoti salts.
Nahi jñāneina sadrśam pavitram iha vidyate tatsvayam yoga saṃsiddhā kalinātmani vindati. In this world there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge.
Šajā pasaulē nav nekas tik cēls un tīrs kā pārpasaulīgās zināšanas.
Such transcendental knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism.
Un šīs pārpasaulīgās zināšanas ir nobriedis visa misticisma augļus.
And one who becomes solidly situated in devotional service.
Un tas, kurš stabili nostiprinās kalpošanā Dievam,
will relish this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
Pienākot laikam varēs baudīt šīs zināšanas sevi.
So note that last statement, kalinātman divinity means in due course of time.
Un pievērsiet uzmanību šim pēdējiem apgalvojumam, pienākot noteiktam laikam.
That means it takes time to manifest.
Tas nozīmē, ka jāpiet laikam, līdz tas izpaužas.
When you plant a seed, an apple seed in your backyard,
tad, kad jūs esam savā dārzā iestādāt apples,
and you don't get an apple the next day,
un jūs nesaņemat apelu nākamajā dienā,
are you going to give up on that apple seed?
Vai jūs tad nolimat atteikties, turpināt audzēt apples?
You're not gonna water it?
Vai rāk nelaistīsiet to?
It's a useless seed.
No, tas ir pilnīgi.
I didn't get an apple the next day.
Nekāda jēga nav no tās apelu sēkliņas, jūs nesaņems apelu nākamajā dienā.
No, that means you know nothing about farming, sir.
Nē, vienkārši jūs neko nezināt par augļu kopību, kungs.
You have to put the seed there in the soil.
Jums ir vispirms jāvajag sēkliņa zemē.
Take very good care of that seed.
Ļoti labi jārūpējās par sēkliņu.
Then a little seedling comes.
Un tad mazs stādiņš parādās.
Then a little tiny plant comes.
Un tad tas pārauks par lielu augu.
And then a bigger plant.
Un tad lielāks augs.
A bigger plant.
Vēl lielāks augs.
Finally you can see, oh, it's a tree coming up.
Un tad jūs galvā redzēsiet, oh, tur taču patiesi.
And then you have to be patient.
Un tad jums jābūt pacienti.
That finally the apples will come.
Ka galu galā apels parādīsies.
So if you don't get pure love of God immediately, don't give up on the process.
Un ja mums nav tīra mīlestība uz Dievu nekavējoties, nepārtrauciet procesu.
Don't be stupid.
Nesiet muļķi.
Don't be a mudha.
Nesiet muļķi.
Don't give up on the process.
Nepārtrauciet procesu.
Do you realize how long you've been a servant of Maya? For how many millions and billions of lifetimes you've been serving the material nature? No, we don't realize it. It's inconceivable how long we've been serving the material nature. So to come immediately out of this dark mode of material sense gratification into pure bhakti is not an immediate thing.
Un tāpēc iznākt ārā no šīs te tumsības, kurā mēs esam kalpojuši savām maņām uz tīru bhakti, tas nav nekavējošs process.
It's a gradual process.
Tas ir pakāpenisks process.
But if you work this process diligently,
taču, ja jūs strādāsiet pie šī procesa apņēmīgi,
with full faith,
ar pilnu ticību,
this process will work for you, that's a fact.
Šis process nesīs savus augļus, noteikti.
You say, but I see so many devotees fell down.
Jūs varat teikt, bet es esmu redzējis, ka tik daudz bhaktis ir krituši.
That means the process must not be perfect.
Tas nozīmē, ka process noteikti nav pilnīgs.
No, do not think like them.
Nē, nedomājiet tā.
It means they didn't properly work the process.
Tas nozīmē, ka viņi nepareizi veic šo procesu.
Just like you may have a recipe for banana bread.
Piemēram, jums varētu būt recepte, kā izcept banānu koku.
And some of your friends, they tried to make the banana bread from the cookbook.
Un kāds no jūsu draugiem cenšas izcept banānu koku tādā veidā no
skatā. And it was nothing, they got nothing but a bunch of goo in the bottom of the pan.
Bet rezultātā viņiem nekas nesanākā, iznāk kaut kāds tādīt, kā tad līkums līdzīgs ir pie panas.
So you think the recipe is useless?
Bet jūs domājat, ka tā recepte ir vispār ārā izmetāma?
No, you should understand they did not properly follow the recipe, that's all.
Ne, jums ir jāsaprot, ka viņi vienkārši nepareizi sekoja receptē, tas arī viss.
They left out the baking powder.
Viņi vienkārši cepumu pulveri nepielika klāt.
So we will follow the recipe.
Tāpēc jūs sekojat receptē.
Given in the Supreme Cookbook.
Kas ir dota visaugstākajā pavākā.
Šīmat Bhāgavatam.
Šīmat Bhāgavatam.
If you will follow this recipe.
Jūs sekojat šajā receptē.
Without any shortcuts.
Bez jau kādiem izceļiem.
Take it exactly as it is given by Prabhupāda.
Tieši tā darot, kā Prabhupāda to ir devis.
Then you're gonna get your banana bread.
Tad jūs beigās jūs dabūsiet savu banānu koku.
I mean to say, you will get pure love of God.
Ar to es gribu teikt, ka jūs iegūsiet tīru mīlestības Dievu.
You become free from all anxiety.
Un jūs atbrīvosieties no visām braizēm.
You become a pure devotee.
Jūs kļūsiet par tīru bhakti.
Relishing the sweetest happiness at every minute.
Baudot saldāko laimi katru mirkli.
So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Tagad es jautāju, vai ir kādi jautājumi.
Shrila Gurudev, what is the main mistakes by cooking this divine cake?
Kas ir galvenās kļūdas, kad mēs cepam šo dievišķo kūku?
What's the number one mistake that devotees make in baking the cake?
Number one, number two, and number
main.
Three.
Main mistakes.
Yeah, the main, so that's main. It, yeah. The first offense against the holy name is Vaishnava Apara. Vaishnava Apara is the number one bhakti killer in our movement. If you can avoid Vaishnava Apara, you've got spiritual perfection 90% already, just by avoiding Vaishnava Apara.
Izvairoties no Vaishnava Apara, kas jūs jau esat saņēmuši 90% of...
If you successfully avoid Vaishnava Apara, you've got 90% spiritual perfection already there.
Garīgās pilnības jau būs 90% garīgās pilnības izvairoties no Vaishnava Apara.
Because it's the greatest obstacle, the greatest impediment is Vaishnava Apara.
Tāpēc, ka tas ir lielākais šķērslis.
So, always respect the Vaishnavas.
Vienmēr izrādiet cieņu Vaishnaviem.
Always worship the Vaishnavas within your heart.
Vienmēr godājiet Vaishnavas savā sirdī.
Always appreciate their divine qualities.
Un vienmēr novērtējiet viņu dievišķās.
Always appreciate their sincerity.
Vienmēr novērtējiet viņu patiesīgumu.
Just like we could write a poem, you see. And one verse could be about each devotee in the movement. Let's say we have 10,000, of course, let's say we have 100,000 devotees in ISKCON right now. Then we could write a poem with 100,000 verses. And in each verse we can glorify a particular devotee, his wonderful qualities.
Un katrā pantā mēs varam cildināt vienu no bhaktām.
So in this way we will see ISKCON as a poem.
Un tādā veidā mēs redzēsim ISKCON.
With as many verses as there are devotees.
Un cik daudz bhaktu, cik daudz pantu, tik daudz bhaktu.
And in this way you can see the wonderful glories of each and every single devotee in the movement.
Un tādā veidā jūs redzēsiet šo brīnišķīgo katra bhakta slavu mūsu kustībā.
Then you will become Pakka Vaishnava.
Un tādā veidā jūs kļūsiet par
Maya cannot get close to you.
Maya nevarēs jums vairs tuvoties.
Any other question? I could write a poem about Bhakti Mund. Question. You can write a verse about this Prabhu verse. Yes.
Ko darīt, ja es, teiksim, esmu redzējis citu vaišnavu, teiksim, smēķējot, kāds to skatīties?
Ko darīt, ja es esmu redzējis, piemēram, citu vaišnavu smēķējot, kāds to skatīties? What to do if I have seen, for example,
what?
If I have seen, for example,
seen.
If I have seen, for instance, a Vaishnava who was smoking, how should I look at him?
A Vaishnava who's smoking?
Vaishnava who's smoking.
He's not a devotee of Krishna, he's a devotee of cigarettes.
Viņš nav Krišnas bakta, viņš ir cigarešu bakta.
You should have compassion on such a person.
Jums jādrāda līdzcietību šādam cilvēkam.
Think, how can you serve him? How you can save him from his bad habit?
Kā jūs varat pakalpot viņam? Kā jūs viņu varat glābt no viņa netikumiem?
That's the best mood to always have.
Tas ir vislabākā noskaņa.
It's not that we think that everyone's a pure devotee.
Nedomā, ka katrs ir tīrs bakta.
We have to see the, if there's someone has some fault, we should see the fault also and see what we can do to help them get over that fault.
Ja ir kādam kāds trūkums, tad mums ir jāredz šis trūkums arī, un mums ir jādomā par to, kā mēs varam palīdzēt cilvēkam pārvarēt šo trūkumu.
But she should also see the wonderful service. Wonderful service that devotee has done.
Bet tajā pašā laikā jums ir jāredz kādu brīnišķīgu kalpošanu.
I will give you a graphic example.
Es jums stiltu piemēru sniegšu.
I have a godbrother named Shamasundar Prabhu.
Man ir garīgais brālis Shamasundar Prabhu.
He's very famous. He is the one who introduced George Harrison to Krishna, you know, who got George Harrison, made a friendship with George Harrison.
Slavens, tāpēc, ka viņš bija tas, kurš iepazīstināja George Harrison ar mūsu kustību.
And when he first joined the movement, he was smoking. In fact, Prabhupada had asked him to carve Jagannath deities. And he was still smoking cigarettes at the time. In fact, when Prabhupada came to visit his house, his apartment, to see how the carving was going on, he had the pack of cigarettes sitting on top of Jagannath's head. So, but Prabhupada mercifully engaged him, you see. And he gave up those cigarettes. So we should never be proud that, oh, just I'm a great pure devotee, and just see this creep over here who thinks he's a devotee.
Mums nevajag nekad būt tādiem augstprātīgiem un skatīties, es esmu tīrs bakta, un kas tad pastāsts.
Don't be puffed up.
Neuzpūtieties.
Don't be proud.
Neesiet lepnis.
Just think, somehow there I was fortunate that I don't have that bad habit.
Mums jādomā, cik es esmu veiksmīgs, ka man nav šis netikums.
And this devotee has the misfortune of this bad habit.
Un šis bakta ir nelaimīgs, ka viņam ir šis trūkums.
Let me serve this devotee.
Es kalpošu šim baktam.
Let me see what I can do to help him give up his bad habit.
Ko gan es varētu darīt, kā es viņam varētu palīdzēt atbrīvoties no šī netikuma?
That's how to see.
Tas ir tas, kā ir jāskatās.
Any other questions?
Jā, jā, jā.
Man ir tāds jautājums. Prahlāda Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, arī Rāsura, viņi visi bija dēmoni, bet viņš osmīgi mīlēja Dievu, viņi bija bahtas. Un tajā pašā laikā Jaya, kas bija Garāvana un Hiranyaka Šipu un Šišupala, viņš osmīgi ienīja, kāpēc tā?
Jautājums ir Prahlāda Maharaj,
Bali Maharaj, arī Rāsura, nu, viņi bija bahtas, nu, viņi bija dēmoni, kā bija dēmoni tajā vidē, un, bet viņi šausmīgi mīlēja Dievu. Viņi mīlēja, un viņi neslēpa to, kā bija, nu, pat tajā vidē, bet pretī džaini džai, tad atnāca, kas viņi, kas bija, nu, arī, kad jūs dievu bakts, viņš tieši ienīja pretēji, nu.
The question is, we can see that examples that, for instance, Prahlad Maharaj, Bhakti Prahlad,
Bali Maharaj,
Vridrasura, they were, they came from the, they came from demons.
Yeah?
And, but at the same time, they loved God. But they hated God. Why?
No, they didn't hate God.
No, when they come like Hiranyakashipu.
When they came like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana.
That was the chast time. They had made some slight mistake when the Kumaras entered the Vaikuntha realm.
Viņi veic, viņi izdarīja nelielas kļūdas, kad Kumāri devās uz
They made some Vaishnava, they made some slight mistake when the Kumaras wanted to enter the Vaikuntha realm.
Jā, kad viņi veic, zināms, nelielas kļūdas, kad Kumāri vēlējās ieiet Vaikuntha.
So they were cursed, so they had to come to the material world.
Un viņus nolādēja, nolādējums bija tāds, ka viņiem jānāk uz materiālo pasauli.
They were not cursed to become demons.
Viņu, tas lās nebija, ka viņi kļūst par dēmoniem.
They were given a choice, they could have 7 births as devotees.
Viņiem bija izvēle, vai nu 7 dzīves kā baktām.
Or 3 births as demons.
Vai 3 dzīves kā dēmoniem.
So they thought, well, we really don't want to be away from Vaikuntha very long.
Un viņi domā, mēs negribētu būt pārāk ilgi no Vaikunthas.
So it's better to take 3 births as demons than 7 births as devotees.
Bet labāk ir 3 dzīves kā dēmoniem, nekā 7 dzīves kā baktām.
So it was their desire to come back to Vaikuntha which that prompted them to choose to take the path of the demon. They took the birth of demon so they could go back to Vaikuntha much quicker. So they're not ordinary demon, they're actually pure devotees. The whole thing is a pastime of Krishna.
Tas viss ir Krishna spēles, tas ir.
Prabhupada explains that Krishna, he likes to fight.
Prabhupada skaidro, ka Krishna patīk cīnīties.
Just like some men, they like to fight, you see.
Kā ir cilvēkam patīk cīnīties.
So where they get that fighting propensity?
Un kur, lai, kad, ko lai viņi dara, viņiem ir šāda nospēja cīnīties.
Janmanasa yataha. That is coming from Krishna.
Un šī te nospēja nāk no Krishnas.
The fighting propensity is there because it is there in God.
Šī vēlme cīnīties ir tāpēc, ka tā pastāv arī Dievā.
But in the spiritual world, who will fight with God?
Bet garīgajā pasaulē, kurš gan cīnīsies ar Dievu?
So to fight, Krishna has to come here.
Un tāpēc, lai cīnītos, Krishna ir jāierodas šeit.
This is his martial arts studio. So he has to fight with somebody. He doesn't want to fight with ordinary demons.
Viņš negrib cīnīties ar vienkārši parastiem dēmoniem.
He wants to fight with his devotees.
Viņš vēlas cīnīties ar saviem baktām.
But to fight, they have to play the role of demon.
Bet lai cīnītos, viņiem ir jāspēlē dēmonu loma.
Just like the king,
piemēram, valdnieks.
He hires a court wrestler.
Viņš, piemēram, algo un galvu cīkstoni.
And the wrestler will come, the king will get off the throne and he'll wrestle with the court wrestler, you see.
Un tad, kad notiek cīņa, tad valdnieks nokāp no troņa un iecīnīties ar galvu cīkstoni.
It is a pleasure pastime of the king.
Un tā ir tāda, tas veids, kā pavadz laiku ar prieku valdnieks.
So this whole lila, jai vijai, it is simply a pleasure pastime of Krishna.
Un visu tā lila, jai vijai, tā ir vienkārši, tā ir kunga spēle laika pavadīšana.
That's why they became such big demons.
Un tāpēc ir jākļūs par ļoti lieliem dēmoniem.
Because an ordinary demon is no match for Krishna.
Tāpēc, ka paras dēmons.
They became maha demons. But even after they finished up their term in this material world, they finished their 3 births as demons. But they were so attracted by Lord Gauranga. They decided to make a special guest appearance in Gauranga Leela. They came back as Jagai Madai. They made a fourth birth, just so they get the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya. This time they were not killed by the Lord. Their demoniac mentality was killed. And they became great pure devotees. Their names are celebrated in the song of Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari Bipale Janamogo Nainu. In that song we sing the names of Jagai Madai. So, I think we were planning to end a little bit early today because we're having a special installation. It's very nice how I've been coming here for many years to Riga Temple. And it's always enlivening, more and more enlivening every time I come back. Because this building is like an old shell from the Soviet era, you see. But it's being transformed one square inch at a time, transformed gradually, becoming more and more beautiful. The beautiful temple room has been made. But we had to come to this ugly, like a dark cave to get in here. But now the entrance hall is very, very beautiful and nice. And just yesterday they've made the final finishing touches on the entrance hall. So in this way we have to just keep beautifying this building more and more, every square inch. We have to beautify our hearts. We have to beautify the whole city of Riga, the whole country of Latvia, all the Baltic states, all of Eastern Europe, all of Europe, whole planet Earth we have to beautify. Prithivityacha yatta nagaradi gram sarvatra prachay haivai maranam. This is protected by Vrindavan Das Thakur in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. That this whole world will become beautified by this Hare Krishna movement. So in this way, we're very happy, beautifying. Let the beautifying go on with great enthusiasm. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Grace Sriman Sankarsan Dasa Tikari Maharaj ki
jai.